Hey there, it's Bill from HistoryHighlights.com. My HistoryHighlights.com presentations are for the curious mind without a lot of time. You deserve a little time to experience fascinating true stories all in about an hour. Our audiobook about the Civil War Anaconda Plan explores the strategy and impact of the Union plan that won the war. With the outbreak of the Civil War, United States President Abraham Lincoln turned to General Winfield Scott, the experienced commanding general of the U.S. Army, to develop a strategy to quell the rebellion. Scott's plan, which became known as the Anaconda Plan, was to blockade and control the Confederacy's ocean ports and the Mississippi River system in order to, like a great snake, surround and squeeze the South into submission by restricting the South's ability to export their agricultural crops. Control of the rivers also provided invasion routes and arteries of transportation for troop movement and supplies. The Mississippi River quickly became a focus in the war plans of both sides. Flowing south through the center of the Confederacy, the river and its vast network of tributaries were primary arteries of transportation. Steamboat transportation along the rivers supported the South's economy and provided pathways for troop movement and necessary supplies, but these rivers also represented potential invasion routes. Those waterways were home to many of the largest and most important cities of the Confederacy, including Memphis, Vicksburg, Chattanooga, Nashville. Near the mouth of the Mississippi River, the all-important port New Orleans, Louisiana, was a southern financial, manufacturing, and shipping center. To control the river systems, the Union constructed a customized inland navy. Those vessels impacted the outcome of many river battles at places like Fort Donelson, Shiloh, Memphis, and the important river and rail connections at Vicksburg, Mississippi. Confederate President Jefferson Davis said that Vicksburg, Mississippi was the nail that held the South's two halves together. Union President Abraham Lincoln said, "Vicksburg is the key. The war can never be brought to a close until that key is in our pocket. As valuable as New Orleans will be to us, Vicksburg will be more so." Join me for my HistoryHighlights.com audiobook overview of the remarkable people and events in the story of the Civil War Anaconda Plan. My audiobooks share fascinating true stories in about an hour. And you deserve some time to be fascinated. So join me for a journey of discovery. To learn more, visit HistoryHighlights.com.